It was a stressful day. Our for the first half didn't go really the way that we wanted to do, apart from the fact that we had secured our four tries during that period of time. But I thought in the second half we did a good professional job. Won the second half 42-0. Yeah.
London Welsh made you really work for that as well. There was a period early in the second half. They're on your try line. It could have been a very different story.
Yeah, well, they've been like that for the last 6 weeks since they made some changes in their management. And you know, we knew coming into today that they were a different animal from the side that we had faced in December. And so it proved in the first half, and we knew we'd take some time, and we had to do things a lot better in the second half to get the points differential we ended up with.
There's so much character in this squad, and it showed itself again in that second half, because there were, as you've said already, so many variables that could have gone this way or that way. They just concentrated on the task at hand to make sure they got into the top four.
I think the experience that we have in the squad was crucial out there, because they were able to see the bigger picture and able to understand that if we just actually go about our business in the right way, we would be okay. And at times we did, and at times we didn't, but usually, mostly in the second half we did.
Was it the sort of afternoon where you'd almost rather be playing, because you must have been getting so much information, Mark, that you could be forgiven for thinking you had the more stressful of the afternoons?
This afternoon's a coach killer. You know, there's so many things going on, and your focus is somewhere else because there's another game going on which affects our game. So I didn't really enjoy it now.
Was there a point at which you did relax today?
3 minutes to go, I think that was 21 points or whatever it was that we were ahead of Exeter at that point, and I didn't think they were going to score three tries in 3 minutes, but no, really when the final whistle went.
It's Northampton now in the semi-finals. Now, you lost to Northampton a couple of weeks ago, but it wasn't at Franklin's Gardens, and you do have fond memories of going to Franklin's Gardens in a big game this season.
Oh yes, yeah, we do. It wasn't against them though. Listen, they've been the front runners all season. They've been at the top of the Premiership the whole season, sort of backing up a great season for them last year. They all go into the game as favourites, we understand that. But we've got nothing to lose, and we'll relish the opportunity to go up and give it our best shot.
And just finally, obviously, I know you talk very much about the game being the individual moment in time, but you wouldn't be human if you didn't think back to last year at Twickenham and the TMO's decision. Team talk's written, isn't it?
Not at all, because it's irrelevant. You're owed nothing in this game. You don't deserve anything. Last year is last year. It's irrelevant. We've got to make things happen this weekend. So, yeah, there'll be no talk of last year.